We begin the current daf in Seftes Nazir, daf Lamed Gimel. We begin on the bottom of Lamed Beis Med Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins to explain the Mishnah from the previous daf. That is, there was a three-way machlokes regarding a case when there's six people walking on the street, and there's one person walking towards them, and the first guy pipes up and he says, "Look, I'm so confident this is Reuven, I'm taking a neder of Naziris if I'm right." The other guy says, no, you're wrong, it's definitely not Reuven, and I'll take a neder of Naziris if he's not Reuven." And so on and so on, and each one says different things. I will be a Nazir if you're both Nazirim, if one of you is a Nazir, one of you is not a Nazir, you're all Nazirim, and so on for six guys. Now, Beis Shammai said they're all going to be Nazirim because each one wanted to be a Nazir. Each one was confident in what he was saying was true, as we explained from Taisus, how each one could be true if he's saying that both of you are Nazirim when each one is saying other things, because he's confident that since they both mean what they're saying, they're going to be Nazirim. So Beis Shammai says they're all Nazirim. So although it's a Nazir b'tois, because there's an error, he either was Reuven, like you didn't say, or he was not, or he was Reuven, depending, you could have been wrong, but since that's what you wanted, that's a Nazir b'tois, you're a Nazir. On that Beis Hillel said that no, if you're wrong, you're wrong. Hektish b'tois and Nazir b'tois is not a Naziris. But if you're right, if it turns out that he's Reuven, and you said he's Reuven, or you said he's not Reuven, and he's not Reuven, then you will be a Nazir. Reb Tavern said, no, nobody's Nazir, because Naziris requires haflah, has to be decisive, clear when you say it, and even the guy who ends up being right, he didn't know that when he said that until the guy ends up coming, so therefore not going to be a Nazir. Now, the thing is that when Beis Hillel described his opinion, the words that it says in the Mishnah are, Beis Hillel Oymim, Einai Nazir, Ela Mishaloi Niskayim Medvar, that he's only the only one who is a Nazir is the one who he's wrong, who his words were not fulfilled. Which the Gemara asks, Mishaloi Niskayim Medvar, the guy who got it wrong, I might have a Nazir, why is he a Nazir? In other words, Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. It doesn't hold Hekdesh Betois and Nazir Betois is a Naziris. So why? And Beis Hillel's making it sound like only the guy who got it wrong is a Nazir. Why would that be? To the contrary, only the guy who got it right. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, you're right. Ema, the Gerusa you have to say in the Mishnah is, Mishan Niskayim Medvar, the one who got it right, that person who it turns out that if let's say he says, I'm confident he's Reuven, and if he is, I'll be a Nazir, and it turns out he's Reuven, then he'll be a Nazir. But you're right, obviously, not the one who's not, but only the one whose words are fulfilled. That's Rabbi Huda's amendation for the interpretation of the opinion based on our Mishnah. Now, as we continue on top of Lama Gimel and Aleph, Abai Amar, he actually says, no, you could keep the Girsa in the Mishnah, but what would that mean? Kugain to Amar, we're talking about where the person says, let's say, that I'm confident this is Reuven. Then toich kadei dibur within the time frame that it takes to say shalom alecha Rebbe Meiri, that just to say hi to your teacher, that's a certain time frame that we consider the next sentence as contiguous, as part of your original statement. Hence, you can retract within that amount of time. So in that time frame, he says, ina milav ploinehu, and if he's not that guy, eve nazir, I will still be a nazir. Now, my loy niskayim medvarav, so now what does it mean that the one who, it's not his words, it means loy niskayim medvarav harishayim. It means to say that his first sentence, his first words are not fulfilled. Ela dvarav achrayim, but rather his last words. Now, so what the Mishnah is teaching us according to the interpretation of Abaya is telling us parenthetically this chiddush of toich kedei dibur is like dibur dami. So essentially, you're right. Beis Hillel holds is only the guy who gets it right. So what does it mean, the guy who, shaloi niskayim medvarav? It means shaloi niskayim medvarav harishayin. The first thing that he said was not fulfilled, but the last thing he said was fulfilled, which was first he said, I'll be a Nazir if he's Reuven, and then within the time to say three words, he says, and if he's not, I will also be a Nazir. Oh, it's the last thing that retracted, that teich kedei dibur is kedibur, so then he's got it right, and then he'll be a Nazir. So essentially, that's the opinion of Beis Hillel, according to Abai's interpretation, where you could keep the text of the Mishnah. But again, what it means to say is lo niskayim medvarav harishayim, but rather achrayim, because toich kedei dibur works, and it's kedibur it's considered part kedibur as of the first part of the sentence. And then the Mishnah continued and said, "Here tila achayrav. Let's say he never ends up coming towards us. He backs away, and we never end up finding out who he is. So the Tanna Kamma said ain't a nazir b'cholu. So then nobody's a nazir. Whereas Reb Shimon is quoted in the Mishnah as saying that no." It's a doubt. You don't know. You never end up finding out, was he Reuben or not? So therefore, the first two people, they both have to be a Nazir, but you might not be. You have to be because, as the Gemara will explain, Amad Beis, Sopik Naziris, L'chumra, but you might not be. So therefore, you have to say that if it was, as the Mishnah said, if I was right, then I'm a Nazirus of Cheva, and if I'm wrong, I'm a Nazirus of Nedava, because just in case, as we explained from Tesis, that both of these opinions are going according to Basil, that if you're right, you actually do have to be a Nazir, but we just don't know. Now, the Gemara asks, however, from the opinion of the Tanakama, sounds like Taima Mishum Dehir Til Achayr. The reason why the Tanakama, from this last case in the Mishnah, is saying that none of them are going to be Nazirim, because we don't end up finding out who he is because he backed away. Ha'asi l'kaman, but if he comes towards us, have a Nazir, then he's going to be a Nazir. In other words, the one that ends up being like him. So the question is, Mani, who is that going like? Who is the Tanakama Mishnah going like? As we continue on to Amud Beis, which there's tesis in that are from different dafim, which takes us to the next daf, to Lamed Aleph. As the Gemara explains, Elim Reb Tarfon, if you would think, because the last opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, there was first the Machlekes that we spoke about before, the three were Machlekes, Besham, Besil, and Reb Tarfon regarding the six people. Then it moves on to this next halacha, and it doesn't say who it is. So if you say it's Reb Tarfon, who it's continuing from the last one who said an opinion in the Mishnah, so the question is, Mihab Nazir, according to Reb Tarfon, would he be a Nazir if he would come towards us and we would find out who he is? It sounds like only because we don't end up finding out who he is, so therefore he's not going to be a Nazir. But if he comes and we find out it's like one of the, you know, he's either Reuben or not, then he would be a Nazir, the one who finds that he's right. But if it's Reb Tarfon, would he be a Nazir? But Kivin the Beshayt the Kod Nazir, but since at the time that he made the Nedim Naziris, Lo Yada, he didn't know definitively if he's really that guy or not. So the question is, according to Reb Tarfon, Michal Ola Naziris, would the person, even if we find out that he's right, would he take effect in Naziris on him? But Vatanya, learn the Braisa, which the Rush asks, and he says, why is the Gemara bringing from a Braisa when the Mishnah itself said the opinion of Reb Tarfon, which is why we're thinking it's maybe Reb Tarfon, because he was the last opinion mentioned that he said that ain't Echad Mehem Nazir. Unless it's definitive, if there's Hafla, you're not a Nazir, so why is the Gemara going to a Braisa? So not the first answer in the Rush says is because the Gemara prefers to bring from the Braisa, which explains the reasoning, the logic of the halacha of Reb Tarfon, which is obviously not like the Tanakama of this last case in the Mishnah. Because the Braisa says as follows, Yehuda im mishum Reb Tarfon, he says, ein echad mehem nazir. You can't have any of the people as a nazir, meaning when you have the six people. Naziris was only given if you able to discern at the moment what you said that it's a valid Naziris. Now here, although it turns out that you were right, but at the time that you said it, it wasn't clear. No one knew. You thought it's him, and he still thought it's not him. So therefore, the Tanakama can't be like Reb Tarfon. So therefore, who is the opinion of the Tanakama of our Mishnah going like that says that if you don't end up finding out who he is, then he's not going to be Nazir. But if you did, which again, as we explained from Tais in the Mishnah, is obviously like Basil, when you find out that it's him, then it is going to be a Nazir. So now the Gemara explains, El Rabbi Huda de Krihu. Rather, it's going like Rabbi Huda of the halacha of the pile of produce, who, as we'll see in the Braisa that the Gemara is going to quote, holds what's called Leimachas Inish Nafshal Esveka. A person does not, although he's accepting something upon himself, does not accept it if it's going to be a doubtful situation. But if you do know, which is like the opinion of Bissol, then you would be a Nazir. The time like Linda Brysa. Hareini Nazir al Menashe Yehei B'kriya Zeh Meir Korv. Let's say someone says that, look, if this pile of produce has 100 kor, I'll be a Nazir. Now, v'halach, so they're going to check out and find out if it has or not. U'metzoy she'nignim v'sha'av, and they find that it's stolen or got lost. Now, they can never verify if he's a Nazir or not, if it had 100 kor or not. So Reb Shimon says that you are forbidden in the halachas of Nazirus. You become a Nazir. Reb Yehuda, Matar Yehuda says, no, you're permitted. Now, so what we see is that Reb Yehuda is of the opinion that since you don't know, you can never verify, Lemochas Inish Nafshel Esveka, and he's the Tanakama of our Mishnah that says, since we never find out who this guy is coming towards us, you don't become a Nazir. But Reb Shimon, who he argues in the Mishnah, and he says that you do become a Nazir, Savitz, because he holds, as we see in this Braisa, Kivin de Iluloi Nignav. Look, if this pile of produce would not have been stolen, Dilma have a bay may kur have a nazir. Maybe it would have 100 kur, we don't know, and he would be a nazir. So Hashtra Nami have a nazir. Now also, out of doubt, which as we explained already, suffering the zirus lahachmer according to Reb Shimon, since you don't know, you have to be a nazir. It's a biblical halacha. But Hachanami said, therefore, here also in the halacha of our Mishnah, Kivin de'i asala kaman. If this guy would come in front of us, via dina the blaini have, and we would find out maybe it's that guy, have a nazir, then he would be a nazir. So here also, Reb Shimon's opinion is not like Reb Yehuda, that since it's a safek naziris, as we find by the halach of Meikur, Reb Shimon holds that out of doubt you have to be a nazir. Here also you have to be a nazir. It's just that Reb Shimon adds in the Mishnah, since you might not be the nazir, although out of doubt you have to have the hanhaga of the naziris, but you're not going to be able to bring your carbon because it might be a safek chul nazara. So therefore, because of that doubt, you say, look, if I really am, because it turns out that he really is going to be that guy, we just never found out, so then I'll be a nazir of chayva. And if he's not, I'll be Naziris Nadav, and then either way, he'll be a full-fledged Nazir, and he'll be able to bring his karbanis, and it won't be considered chulin to the Azara.